And the Roadhouse is proud to welcome back Brian Morrison and Roxanne Berglund.
Here we are.
Yes. We're going to go right into tunes. Too Righteous.
Right into tunes.
Kill them with music.
All right. Well, good. I have one all prepared. This is one that I don't think I need to introduce because everybody will automatically know it.
Take us away, Brian Morrison.
Nice.
Okay,
Brian
so
Morrison.
I know it, but I don't.
I would say, of course, I know that song, but what the heck is it called?
It's The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Ah. Yes, I was getting like a Western feel, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, right?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Love it. That's a new twist on an old favorite.
Yeah, it is. You bet. Yeah,
really
it's fun.
Great.
It's
as
a fun song.
As we continue the relaxing Roadhouse theme. This evening?
Mindful.
We're present.
A little breakfast on the side.
Yeah, right.
What's your favorite breakfast item, Brian?
My favorite breakfast item. Lately, I've been having steel-cut oats and bulgur wheat.
Ooh, together.
Yeah. Healthy. Yeah, together, cooked up. And then I add nutmeg, cinnamon, butter, and honey.
You know, our
and it's quite yummy.
Our last guest would love you because she's really into porridge.
Okay.
And talked about steel cut oats, actually. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Good answer. Mr. Mm-hmm. Health. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Well, Bryn Morrison, no stranger to the Roadhouse. Last in with, I think, Sam and his dad, right? You guys were doing some gypsy jazz.
Okay, right.
About a month ago or so?
Yep.
How's that?
Yep. It's fantastic.
Well, I got to say,
it's a joy to play
fresh,
with.
Fresh, sure. Looking good.
Yeah.
Looking really good.
This is one of the first Robert Grahams I ever bought.
Is that so?
Yeah. In Provincetown, Massachusetts.
No wonder it looks so good.
We'll post a picture of him in that shirt.
If ever you need men's fashion, go to Provincetown. There is no shortage of men's fashion there.
P-Town. So, yeah. Been there. Yeah. Done that. Should have got a shirt.
Yeah.
Wow, looking good. So you got a show tonight later on down the bay?
Yeah, Bluefin Bay, 9 to 11 tonight. I'm going to fill the room with some good and the bad and the ugly.
All right. Mostly good, we hope.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you've got quite a busy performance schedule this summer.
I do, yes. 68 gigs at last count.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is, you said, the Barrel Room at Fickers. Is that right?
Right. Yep. Tomorrow we're at the Barrel Room. Roxanne is singing. And then we've got, I'm doing Moguls every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon. So it's a jazz brunch.
Kind of a brunch. Oh, nice.
That's a great gig to have. The Thirsty Pagan, which is a brewery in Superior. And then we're doing quite a bit of, Castle Danger is another one. So
that's the one in Two Harbors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Castle mm-hmm. Danger. And and then Voyager are the three breweries that we play. And actually, Sam and I are playing at Voyager.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're doing a house concert the day before, and I'm doing the festivals, of course, the Hovland Art and the Fisherman's Picnic.
And it's on your website, BrianMorrison.com?
BrianMorrison.com,
all right.
Yes.
So people can find the specific dates, places, times. All right. Good.
Well, it's got to be nice to be booked and busy.
It is.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And I usually add that it's not as romantic a life as one would think.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of driving and, well, I hate to say it, motel sixes.
I suppose.
Living out the suitcase.
Reminds me of doesn't Jackson Browne have a song about this?
Okay. I should listen to it.
From his Running on Empty album. I'll think of it when it is. Yeah. But it's about, you know, they're on the bus and
rock with me or something. Stay with me a little longer.
Stay a little longer, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Rock with me. That's a different one.
The roadies and the...
The roadies don't mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Love it. Love it. You got roadies?
No.
But you do have a booker and now a publicist and agent.
We're fabulous equal manager.
There we go.
Yeah, there's me, and then there's Roxanne, who does everything else. Everything.
What?
And Roxanne, you're going to sing for us tonight?
I'm going to sing. He's going to play one more song just to keep getting warmed up, and then we're going to do a couple of pop tunes tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but we have fun.
Do you want me to do that?
I want you to play one more.
Okay. What should I play? Oh, manager.
That's up to you, O guitarist.
All right.
You could have Annie pick off.
Oh, I know what I was going to play. A song that it's a Duke Ellington, and it's a song that I always played solo, but I've adapted it to the looper pedal now. So
okay,
it's called "Don't Get Around Much Anymore."
Oh. Thank you.
So pretty. Yeah. Love that one.
And relaxing.
Thanks.
And relaxing.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
It's from my childhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell us like more about
the,
that.
Well, it's one of the first songs that I you know, jazz songs I played on guitar.
Okay.
Long ago.
Did your folks used to listen to that?
Yeah. I mean, it's because they had no choice.
No.
They were loving parents.
No, I meant did they listen to the record and then you learned it?
Well, yes. Yes, they did. But I heard mainly, you know, Jerry Mulligan, a lot of Miles, Chick Corea. Well, for instance, in 1973, the Chick Corea album, Light as a Feather, came out. And that's with Flora Purim, and there's the song Spain, and Light as a Feather, and Captain Marvel's on there, and 500 Miles High. And anyway, so at the time, I was 12 years old, and I was not really into jazz at all. You know, I'd prefer to listen to Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin, you know. So that year, or that summer, 1973, that's all I heard, is this album, you know. So yeah, I remember it quite well.
It eventually grew on you?
Well, you bet. Oh, yeah. And, well, then, let's see, how many, I think about 2 years later, that's all they ever heard, you know? Because I do love that album to this day, yes.
Fun. That's great. If you just joined us, we're talking with Brianne Morrison is in the studio. Roxanne Berglund is here as well, and she's going to sing in the near future here, maybe?
Yep.
I've got us,
yeah, I've got us live here, so I'm trying to figure out how to prop this up. Oh. So we've got viewers too.
Okay, yeah. All right.
What?
Is this on? Is this on Facebook?
Let me get my pants.
I have always wanted to do pajama day on the Roadhouse.
Well, you know, all those news anchors are like boxers under the desks.
Maybe well, the not. Men.
Yeah, maybe that was just the anchor. All right, so live streaming, Roxanne?
Yeah, we are live streaming. You've been on this whole time. Yeah, like,
maybe I'll get paid more.
Hey, this is like the fourth time I've live streamed from here. The last time we were here with Sam, we live streamed and recorded, and that was fun. And I think it's just a really great way to interact and show a little more.
How can people find this now? Is this on the Facebook?
Well, this right now is on just from my personal Facebook timeline, but I will probably share it to Brianne Morrison, guitar player, which is the guitar official Facebook page.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, so they can always. It's just fun.
The wonders of technology.
Like, I know. Isn't that great? So I'm like, hey, there's a face in here somewhere. Figure out how to get myself in this.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, what's next? Something Roxanne can sing, I assume?
Yes.
Well, Brianne talked about doing Corcovado. So
Corcovado, great.
If we can see if my face
Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's a wonderful favorite of mine.
Okay, there's a face in there.
Ready?
Brianne gets the first song. I get the next song here. Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this world of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was lost and distant until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Thank you. quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating in the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below together. We will live eternally in this world of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was lost and distant until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you.
Beautiful. Breon Morrison on guitar, Roxanne Berglund singing there. Say the name of that song again.
Corcovado.
So what era is that from? Is it late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah, I would think so.
Because
yeah,
it just transported me instantly to that time.
Oh yeah, actually it's early 60s.
Okay.
Early 60s,
all
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And I believe like late 50s,
oh.
Early 60s
all
is,
right.
Is when Joe Beam
yeah.
kind of got famous. I wonder what your girl from Ip was.
You know, I don't have that.
Because that.
Well, I have the magic of the internet right here. So
I'm live streaming. So
keep going, and I'll check.
What can I do?
Yeah, this Antonio Carlos.
You can host.
Yeah, that's I know that when the translation from Portuguese to English happened, some of the beauty of the lyric was lost. But even though it is still beautiful with the poetic. Version, you know, it's not quite the same as the original. And you're Portuguese, aren't you, Annie?
I'm Greek.
Great.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
but Portugal is somewhere I'd love to go.
I know. Yes.
Yeah. It looks really awesome. 1962,
yes.
Girl from Ipanema.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as well as the song Yesterday, are one of the top main recorded covered songs ever. You know, they're wonderful songs of the era, and The Girl from Ip was one of those.
I know Frank Sinatra sang that one.
Yes, many people did.
Yep. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Dave, you're so quiet over there. Don't get too relaxed.
I'm engineering. I'm being live streamed.
We had
to screw up.
Well, I'm on the stage. We had mishaps and corrections, and that's the fun of live radio.
Yes, it is.
It's like it all happens right before your eyes.
It does.
I'm paying attention here.
You're in the
You're
moment.
Always live on air.
I'm being mindful.
Now you mentioned off air to us that you guys are doing a number of house concerts this summer.
Yeah.
Can you just describe what that is and how that works? And
yeah, so a house concert.
Describe that.
We have a few coming up. There's several actually in the works. I just put a feeler out the last few weeks and got quite a nice response for both Brand's guitar duo with Sam Miltich and then Brand and I together as our vocal duo and Brand solo. So what it works is if you would like to have a musician in your home, you try to invite 10 to 15 guests. It'd be great to have 20. And we come and we perform for you in your home, in your studio, in your backyard. I've got one friend who's trying to line it up down by the waterfront at our cabin, another gallery. We've got one in the cities, I think at Bella Luna Studios that we're working on, the Wolf House, which is a really eclectic, fun venue. And yeah, and then the Art House B&B, they host musicians. So they will be having actually Sam and Briand on June 14th.
Okay.
And that's the first one coming up. And that's the Rose Arrowsmith Deku and all the magic that she does with that. Yeah. And you just set the chairs up. The musicians come in. Some hosts guarantee a stipend. Often it's a suggested donation to cover the musician's time and say thank you and expenses. And you have fun. And it's just a nice, intimate, quiet way to listen.
No, it sounds great. I just, you know, I'm sure there are people that haven't experienced that or weren't sure how that worked. So,
well, in music, often we go and play, you know, like tonight it'll be in the bar section next to the restaurant. And sometimes it's nice and quiet and sometimes it's vociferous, as I say. Everyone's having a good time, as they well should, but you become the background.
Mm-hmm.
A house concert is a really nice listening room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can really hear the artistry.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to a house concert. Have you?
You've only hosted one.
I have.
No, we haven't.
Oh, yeah. I've been to them, and I've had a couple at my house. They were fun.
I've had parties at my house, and they were kind of like concerts.
Yeah.
I have to show you guys what's going on here. They're all loud.
Dave just caught my eye and started laughing.
Well, I got a new guitar.
I was going to make note of that.
Yeah, it's an Eastman 905, AR-905.
And Eastman?
Yeah,
Eastman. Not the same as Eastman Kodak?
No.
Okay.
No. I was playing an L5, a Gibson L5, which is the kind of the granddad, the Cadillac jazz guitar players of them all, and I could never get used to it. I had it for so many years, and I really kept it as a kind of like a status symbol, mm-hmm. you know, because this is like, oh, you play an L5, oh wow, you know, and so I made the decision, the tough decision to get rid of it. And now I've been through, I've been through like three other guitars now. And I discovered Allure, it's called.
I know, that was Allure. The one.
Yeah,
really?
Allure LH650. And I still have that. I'm always going to have that. I love playing it. It's wonderful. But I knew I was going to get another one, you know, and this is it.
So when you say you have a new guitar, is that like new to you or is it new off the assembly line or the workbench or whatever? Okay.
Yep, both.
All right.
This is a brand new, you know, we ordered it. It came in.
Okay.
And, you know, and
so you got to pick the seat color and everything.
Well, actually.
The car analogy.
On their website, they didn't have this color, okay? And, but this is the color I wanted, you know, because orange, you know, a regular orange sunburst.
Yes, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Cool. That's fun.
I love it.
So how many guitars does a musician like yourself who's like making a living from this have?
Right. I would say a guitarist should have five guitars.
Okay, at least.
Yeah. Right. Well, to cover all the styles. We need an acoustic guitar.
Can I have that pianos?
We need a rock guitar. Okay, and we need an archtop guitar like this, a jazz guitar. And then a Strat or a Les Paul, which is a classic, you know, guitar to have. Heck, it's a certain sound. And so let's see, I got the Strat, I got the Joe Satriani
acoustic
guitar, the JS-24, and then I've got the Taylor, so that's number three, the Taylor 8 series, and then I've got this one and my archtop, and then a classical guitar, that's kind of on the side.
Yeah. Cool.
And a bass. Yeah.
Is there an analogy in sailing, Dave?
Oh yeah, it's all about the gear and the model number. I love how you know these model numbers.
Oh, I know,
and they sound so
tough, right? Okay,
soft. I mean, whatever it is, it fits.
And I do use a looper pedal. And
okay,
so this looper pedal I'm using is called a Pigtronics Infinity.
Well, sounds
the infinity.
Okay. So explain to our listeners who might not know what a looper pedal is.
Oh, right. Okay. It temporarily, or it records my playing at the moment. I hit the switch and then it starts recording. And we call that sampling. So mm-hmm. it samples my chords and then I hit the button and then it just plays the chords, you know, what I have just sampled, plays them over and over again.
So that you can play something else
so
on top
of
it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has enabled me to make a living at it. I'd much rather play with people, of course, but it costs a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. A friend of mine from high school, his name is Carl, and he's in a Tom Petty tribute band. Okay.
Nice.
And he's my age too. You know, I'm 57, so he's my age, and he's been at it all his life. And you know, and he's great. He's a great musician, and I think they have 10. It's a 10 people in the band. It's like, yeah, like 7 players, and then 3 other, you know, roadies and sound guys. And anyway, so they travel all over the country, you know, and it's very sad how much, you know,
they don't make sixes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah. Except now I think he's starting to go up there and, you know, yeah.
So was he doing this before Petty passed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
and,
yeah.
And now
yeah.
I bet he's more in demand.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You think we could pack 10 of them into the Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah. I do.
You
yeah, they in. Would just...
We'll book them.
We'll look into that.
Would love it. Everybody would love it.
That'd be a blast.
Because they are so good at what
you know,
they
we
do.
Don't get a lot of rock and roll in the studio. That would That would be fun.
Okay. We've got our share, but yeah, you're right. I like the variety.
Yeah.
I love Tom Petty.
That's me too.
That's awesome.
Cool. Well, Brianne, play some more. Please.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What next?
Let's do another one. We're gonna do Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That sounds happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, this is the Leonard Cohen version. I have my iPad because I'm cheating today. So, yeah, and it's kind of quiet and meditative and mindful. Yeah. Slow. Secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the broken king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof, and you saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair from your lips, she drew. Baby,
Wow.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. Roxanne Berglund on vocals there, Brian Morrison on guitar.
We like to do pop tunes, some folk tunes, some jazz tunes, and some light rock tunes as a duo.
That was lovely.
That's a fun one. There's so many verses from Cohen and others. Sometimes we do seven, but often three.
Nice. Thank you. That was beautiful. You. Wow. Yeah, cool. So I assume, is that one like something you might do more at a quieter venue, like a house concert, as opposed to a bar?
I actually do it when I sing with Brian quite often, everybody hushes, you know, and they listen, and sometimes they sing along. When we busked in Provincetown two summers ago, the spontaneous pop-up choir, everyone stopped, the street filled, everyone sang, and they all started singing. It was just like chills down your spine.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and we had to go through it, the course, several times, and then everybody applauded. It was like something from a movie. Oh. Yeah. So that kind of happens.
And what a blast.
It is kind of just by nature, the composition of the song is very, it's very spiritual and very soothing. And I think it touches people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So Dave, we have time for one more maybe?
Absolutely. You're the producer.
Yes. Well, that's true. Okay, we have time for one more.
That sounds like Brian and I was making the decision.
Approved. We're just kind of laid back and, you know.
I'm so relaxed.
Yes, I know. Fabulous. And again, people can catch you at 9 o'clock tonight at Bluefin.
Yes, all right. Tonight.
That will be solo guitar. Tomorrow solo night guitar. At the Barrel Room in Duluth.
At Fitgers, right?
Yes. Tomorrow is, and that's in the Fitgers building. So I'm going to switch the camera around here. You guys can say hi. It's just right in the Fickers room across from the main restaurant. They have a sweet stage, brand new sound system, new stage in the last few weeks. So,
fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun to go there and see those barrels and big it's giant great. Things. Cool. Well, can we request, I don't know.
Sure, anything.
Yeah. Up tempo.
Here's my song list.
Oh, wow. This is nice. I don't think I've ever gotten to do that before.
Are stumped.
Dave. I'm the producer.
Well, take your time because I got to let folks know that WTIP is welcoming Gunflint Mercantile in downtown Grand Marais as our newest business underwriter. Please join us in thanking them for their support.
All right. How about,
so many choices.
There really is.
I have another card.
Oh, okay.
Programming on WTIP is supported by our wonderful listener members and by Grand Marais State Bank. Celebrating over 100 years of service to the community, they offer mortgages of all types on real estate, including construction, second homes, vacant land, and commercial properties, and are proud to help bring local radio to Cook County.
All right. I think I would like take the A-Train.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. Take the A-Train. Duke Ellington. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for letting me choose that. I love that song. That was Brian Morrison on guitar, and he's playing tonight at Bluefin Grill at about 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow night he and Roxanne will be at the Barrel Room at Vickers in Duluth, and you can find more information about where they're playing all summer long at brianmorrison.com.
Thank you guys. Thanks for coming in. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
WTIP is the best. We just love it, so thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you guys.
All right.